The Germans saw and took advantage of that vulnerability with furious counterattacks all along the length of the line and hitting it from all sides. In retrospect, the idea that a force of several divisions consisting of British, American, and Polish troops could be supplied by one highway could only have been accepted by leaders guilty of overconfidence. Easy was one of 150 or so companies that paid the price for that overconfidence. It jumped into Holland on September 17th with 154 officers and men. 10 days later, it was down to 132. Chapter 9. The Island. Holland, October 2nd through November 25th, 1944. Easy Company, like all units in the American Airborne Divisions, had been trained as a light infantry assault outfit, with the emphasis on quick movement, daring maneuvers, and small arms fire. It had been utilized in that way in Normandy and during the first 10 days in Holland. From the beginning of October until almost the end of November 1944, however, it would be involved in static trench warfare, more reminiscent of World War I than World War II. The area in which it fought was a 5-kilometer-wide island that lay between the Lower Rhine on the north and the Waal River on the south. The cities of Arnhem on the Lower Rhine and Nijmegen on the Waal marked the eastern limit of the 101st Lines. The small towns of Opheusden on the Lower Rhine and Dodewaard on the Waal were the western limit. The Germans held the territory north of the Lower Rhine and west of the Opheusden-Dodewaard line. The island was a flat agricultural area, below sea level. Dikes that were 7 meters high and wide enough at the top for 2-lane roads held back the floodwaters. The sides of the dikes were sometimes steep, more often sloping so gradually as to make the dikes 200 or even 300 feet wide at the base. Crisscrossing the area were innumerable drainage ditches. Hills rose on the north side of the Lower Rhine, giving the Germans a distinct advantage in artillery spotting. They had apparently unlimited ammunition. The German industrial heartland was only 50 kilometers or so up the Rhine River, enough, at any rate, to enable them to fire 88s at single individuals caught out in the open. All movement on the island was by night. During daylight hours, men stayed in their foxholes, observation posts, or houses and barns. The fall weather in northwest Europe was, as usual, miserable, cold, humid, rainy,